What do you do as a dad for your children to ensure their eternal salvation? What's the first thing you do?
Well, the first thing I do is probably mess up, just like every human father does, and then have to rely on the eternal Father in heaven who has to fix all my mistakes by his grace. And that's our greatest hope right there, is that, you know, we're not in this alone. And that's the big thing we need to remember, is that God wants our kids and our grandkids to go to heaven way more than we ever could. And so he's working harder than we are. And I think the first thing we have to do is have faith and hope that God is doing that. He's working to get people to heaven. And when we start there, it really can change our perspective.
And think about how Catholic parenting has changed, how our parents had it relatively easy, although I'm sure they've had plenty of challenges when you and I were growing up. But there wasn't the constant pressure of the culture. There wasn't the internet. There were all of these different things that are obstacles on that path to heaven. So what is a Catholic parent today in this culture? How do you define a Catholic parent?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I would say is I think that parents do have a whole lot more challenges than in previous generations. But one thing that we have to remember is what that does for a parent or for a family, for that kid who has to make that decision. Do I want to do what the world's doing? Do I want to do what Jesus wants me to do? That choice is clear, that you can't have both things. And I think that's where the advantage comes in for us, is that in a lot of ways, what the big challenge was in previous generations was trying to have somebody have the distinction between, well, what does a Christian lifestyle look like for somebody who's living in the world? And I think we kind of mixed up the two a whole lot. We kind of had a half and half go at being saints and trying to follow Jesus Christ. And I think the choice is a little bit more clear. So that's our advantage. The disadvantage is that there's just so many things that kind of pound at the heart and mind and souls of our kids, our young people. And it's difficult because the vast majority of young people are growing up and have no faith. These people, they're not, you know, the younger generations at a much faster clip than ever before are not going to church, say they don't believe, you know, identify themselves as people who have no faith or nuns. And that's a difficult thing because then there's a lot of peer pressure. And we know that young generations, the people in every generation that are young, they're going to follow their peers in a lot of ways. You know, they want to be accepted, they want to be loved, and I think that's the antidote to the problem, is that parents have to love their children with everything they have. And not just that feeling in the heart, but with actions and words and a strategy of how do I help my kid come to make a decision to day in and day out that they're going to follow Jesus and not what the world says. And so that's a difficult proposition, but I think it also isn't something that we need to worry about. I think that God has us.
Marcel Lejeune with us this morning on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, and we're talking about you as Catholic moms and dads and how you do everything you can to get your children to heaven. Maybe you've done that and succeeded. Maybe you've done that and have not been that successful. We can help. 888-914-9149. What do you do to help your kid get to heaven? What do you do to help your grandchildren get to heaven? 888-914-9149. How successful have you been? Other side of that coin, if a mom or a dad listening right now saying, you know, I did everything Marcel Lejeune is talking about on Relevant Radio, but they still strayed away, and now they're 16, 17, 18, they're in college now, and boy, if I could only get them back to Mass, if I could only get them back into the confessional, what's your advice?
Yeah, and that's a question I get all the time, and especially when I worked in campus ministry, you know, spending 15 years working with college students, I would get that phone call from a distressed mom or dad saying, my kid's not going to Mass. You know, they tell me that they're not sure they want to be Catholic. What do I do? And the first thing I tell them is that you're going to have to handle your own distress, because there's a lot of stuff that happens with it, right? I mean, you're worried about them. You want something for them. And yet they have this thing that really bothers all of us, and that's called free will. And I don't know about you, but when my kids exercise their free will, it really irks me, especially when it's in opposition to what I want them to do. So one of the things is we have to make sure that we're in a good place, knowing that the Father in heaven is loving us and our kids right where they are. And is he wants to work with us in order to try to evangelize these kids so that they can go to heaven, they can go back to math. So our ultimate goal is get them to heaven. Our next goal is not get them back to math. It's have conversations and have a relationship whereby I can start to win the right to, you know, to evangelize them. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, as a parent of a little kid, things change rapidly in how we parent when they start to grow up. And the older a kid gets, the more they want to have their independence. They want to be able to voice their own mind. And if they are a young adult, we have to give them room to be able to do so while at the still at the same time respecting and honoring their parents, you and me. So how do we do that? Well, the first thing is we got to ask them big questions and give them room to answer them, not jump in and give them the right answer. And I know this is difficult, but one principle I teach people is that understanding does not mean acceptance. Understanding where your kid comes from, what they believe, where what they struggle with, does not mean you have to accept that, what their decisions are, what they believe, their the lifestyle they want to live. You don't have to accept all of that. But you can understand. And when you do understand, now you can respond better. Because when you understand where they're coming from, what they're thinking, what they believe, now you can respond because you can understand what their need is. So a lot of times it's listening. It's asking big questions. It's listening. It's assessing where they are spiritually and then responding. Because let's just put it this way. If they don't have faith that Jesus Christ is God and that they want to live their life for him, then talking about Marian devotion and the Eucharist and purgatory is probably not the time to do that. Those aren't bad things to talk about. But what you need to talk about is the necessity of having this life-giving, faith-filled devotion to Jesus Christ first. It starts with Jesus. And those are the kind of things we need to do. Is once we figure out, we can assess and respond. Now, of course, nobody's going to do that perfectly. So we have to also leave room for our own humanity and our limitations because we're not in control. And that's difficult. And I think that's the most difficult part for most parents is they're not in control.